Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is sponsored by FaithfulCounseling.com, where you can get mental, emotional, and spiritual help from a therapist who shares your Christian values. Go to FaithfulCounseling.com/abide and receive 10% off your first month. And don't forget, if you're enjoying these meditations, subscribe to this podcast and tell us what you think. Now, find your place of peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. How is Jesus calling you to follow him today? Matthew was a tax collector. He worked for the Roman Empire and had a reputation as a notorious sinner. Tax collectors were known for collaborating with the Roman government against the Jews and for collecting more taxes from the people than they were supposed to collect. But Jesus called Matthew, and he responded to the call. He reports in his account of Jesus' life. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. Perhaps God is calling you to leave something behind today as you follow Jesus. Take a deep breath and invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you about anything you need to leave behind. Matthew would never return to his work as a tax collector. The decision to follow Jesus that day turned his life inside out and led him to write down the story of the Savior's life, making him one of the greatest evangelists of all time. Praise God for the gift of Matthew's words. Can you imagine the freedom you might find from the things you leave behind when you follow Jesus? Jesus, thank you for calling me to follow you. Help me to hear your voice, to see the sinful habits I need to leave behind, and to have the courage to follow you. I know that I can trust you with my past, my present, and my future. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Matthew was sitting at his desk when Jesus said, "Follow me." And Matthew stood and followed him. Following Jesus requires an active physical response. Take a deep breath. And as you continue breathing in, deeply and slowly, ask God to bless your body. Ask God to bless you with feet that are quick to follow him, with legs that do not grow weary, with a heart that beats for him, and hands that are quick to help. Ask God to bring your whole body into his service. Jesus says, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners. Admit to Jesus your need for him. Confess your sins to God, knowing that God is always ready to forgive. When we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen to Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 in the English Standard Version. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. What did you notice? Hold that word in your heart and ask God to keep speaking to you about it. Following Jesus isn't just a decision you make once. It's a decision you make over and over again as your life changes and new circumstances bring new questions and opportunities. How can you renew your decision to follow Jesus today? Listen to Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 in the Amplified Bible. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew, Levi, sitting in the tax collector's booth. And he said to him, "Follow me. As my disciple, accepting me as your master and teacher, and walking the same path of life that I walk." And Matthew got up and followed him. Archaeological research indicates that fish taken from the Sea of Galilee were taxed. So when Matthew joined Jesus' other disciples, the fishermen Peter, James, and John, he was probably joining men whom he'd taxed unfairly in the past. For him, following Jesus meant humbly asking forgiveness of those he'd wronged. What relationships is Jesus inviting you to mend as you follow him? Matthew left behind his work as a tax collector, but he put the skills he had learned in record-keeping to use for the kingdom of God. Now, instead of recording the taxes he had collected, he chose to record the story of the Savior of the world, the one who came to fulfill the law and the prophets, the Messiah Israel had longed for. How can you use the skills you have for the kingdom of God? Tell God that you want to use everything you have for His glory and His kingdom. Listen to Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 in the New Living Translation. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his tax collector's booth. "Follow me and be my disciple," Jesus said to him. So Matthew got up and followed him. Later, Matthew invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with many tax collectors and other disreputable sinners. Matthew wasn't ashamed to introduce his friends to Jesus, even though his friends weren't religious people. What friends might you introduce to Jesus? But when the Pharisees saw Jesus eating with Matthew's friends, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with such scum?" Do you ever find yourself responding like the Pharisees, judging people? When Jesus heard this, he said, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do." Then he added, "Now go and learn the meaning of this scripture. I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices." What is one way you can show mercy to someone today? Jesus said, "For I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners." Ask God to keep you from falling into the trap of self-righteousness. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for calling Matthew away from his life as a tax collector and giving him work that would endure. Give me wisdom to see the things that I need to leave behind, strength to give up my sinful habits, and grace to follow you and do work that will endure for your kingdom. I want to be your disciple. It's in your name I pray. Amen. Jesus invites you to admit how much you need healing and freedom, and to come to him to find it. Choose to follow him today. Until next time, may you meditate and abide in Christ.